Welcome to Inside Tinkercast Studios, the show where I reminisce and revisit my favorite Wow in the World episodes. I'm your host, Dennis. And Reggie's here to make sure I stick to the script. Well, I don't see why that's so important. I mean, for instance, if I want to talk about... Reggie, I am not easily distracted. Fine, let's introduce today's episode of Wow in the World. That's true, it's one of my favorite episodes. Season 3, Episode 5, Gaming Your Way to Zen. In this episode, Mindy and Guy try to alleviate stress by...
Oops, excuse me, Sonny, I need to use this microphone.
Thomas Fingerling, what are you doing?
I gotta make an announcement, now pipe down. Attention, wowzers!
Stop grabbing the mic and putting it next to your mouth. That's too close.
This is how Elvis did it, so this is how I'm gonna do it.
No!
Fine. I suppose we better do this right. Here, Pigeon, put on my music. Attention, wowzers! On Tuesday, June 30th, the two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook will be out in the world. To celebrate, Mindy and Guy Raz are hosting a live game show version of Two What's in a Wow on YouTube.
No way!
The first 100 World Organization of Wowzer members to log into their account and sign up will get to be part of the live Zoom recording session.
Reggie! Reggie! Are we members? What do you mean we're too old?
Hurry on over to tinkercast.com/events to register now.
Ooh, Mr. Fingerling, do you have to be World Organization of Wowzer members to watch the live event?
No, anyone and everyone can watch on YouTube if they want to. It's just the first 100 World Organization of Wowzer members who sign up will be sent a private Zoom link to be on the live recording.
Ah.
Then, three of those 100 Wowzers in the Zoom meeting will be selected as contestants.
Oh, like The Price is Right!
Sure.
Oh, wow.
So, remember, Tuesday, June 30th, the two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook will be available wherever books are sold. And registration opens at noon Eastern Standard Time today, June 22nd, at tinkercast.com/events.
Two what? Two what's? Oh, and a wow!
Oh! Okay, thanks for stopping by with the news, Tommy.
Oh yeah, you bet. So long.
Now let's get back to Inside Tinkercast Studios. And now, Inside Tinkercast Studios brings to you a special encore presentation of one of my favorite episodes of Wow in the World, Gaming Your Way to Zen. Roll it!
4 feet in 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
Okay, let's see here. Adzuki beans, they should definitely be the first. Shouldn't you? Yes, you should. And then, yes, the cannellini beans. Get over here, guys. There you go. Okay. Oh, how are we doing for time? Hey, Zoodle, what's the...
The time is currently 11 o'clock a.m.
Why does this only work when Mindy's not here? Right on cue. Mindy!
Hey, Rosie! Hey, what you doing in here?
Were your ears burning?
Yeah, how did you know? I was trying to see inside them with this candle and almost got a little too close.
Mindy?
Oh, it's fine, Guy Raz. The candle was made out of my own earwax.
Ugh.
Anywho, I was over there trying out my new binoculars by looking through your windows.
Mindy!
And I couldn't help but notice you pacing over here.
Oh.
What's got your noodle in a strudel, little buddy?
Oh, Mindy, it's a disaster. I have a very important guest coming over for dinner tonight, and my house is a complete mess.
Guy Raz, this is by far the cleanest room I've been in at least 2 weeks.
Well, that's very kind of you, Mindy, but you don't have to humor me. Just take a look. My legume collection isn't even alphabetized.
Your what?
My legume collection.
Oh, right, your fancy beans.
Mindy, they're not just beans.
So who's the lucky leprechaun that gets to share a 7-course ancient grains degustation with the one and only Guy Raz, huh?
Professor Montague.
Professor Montague. Oh, yeah, your old etiquette professor from college.
That's right. She's the one who gave me my graduation elbow patches. She taught me the difference between an oval soup spoon and a cream soup spoon. She even helped me refine my southern drawl, although it does tend to come out a bit when I get anxious. excuse me.
Oh, man, so you're saying that this is the professor that turned you into the NPR tote bag carrying New Yorker reading four-eyed wonder kid you are today?
Exactly. This is such a big deal, Mindy.
Whew, okay, look, all you need to do is just chillax a little bit. Here. It's in here somewhere. Oh, here it is. Here. It's a stress ball.
Mindy, is your face on the stress ball?
Oh, you know it. I mean, what's more relaxing than this mug? I'm pointing at my face.
Thanks. I appreciate the offer, but I don't think it's going to work. I've already tried all my usual stress reduction techniques.
Hmm?
I've gotten my 8 hours of sleep. I've drunk all of my chamomile tea. I even tried using my meditation app. Okay, time to relax.
Welcome to Mobile Device Guided Meditation. I'm your guru, Theodore Poolsink.
Hello, Theodore.
Hello.
Guy Raz.
Focus on your body and breathe in and out.
Oh, did I turn all my air purifiers on for all this breathing in? Did I answer all those emails?
Don't think about that. Colors manifest as images now. Oh, lovely. We're at the beach.
Oh, okay. I hope it's a protected beach.
It is. The sun is out.
Oh, I should have probably brought some of my sunblock with me.
A sea breeze tussles your hair playfully. And on our next breath, the world falls away.
Come to think of it, Mindy, I think those techniques just made me more stressed out.
Well, you know what chills me out when I'm stressed?
What?
Some good old-fashioned TV.
Mindy, I haven't owned a TV for 10 years.
Yeah, but there is a giant home theater somewhere in my gingerbread mansion. What do you say?
Well, do you have any new episodes of Date or Bait?
I'm pretty sure it's streaming on Petflix. Let me see here.
Petflix?
Yeah, it's that app that streams just animal videos. You know, like your typical cats playing pianos, monkeys riding Segways, that kind of thing.
What?
Let me see here. Dramas, comedies, documentaries. Oh, here it is. Date or Bait. All 23 seasons.
Well, maybe a little time off from organizing my legume collection would help me clear my head.
Okay, so it's settled? You'll stop alphabetizing your beans?
Mindy, they are very rare and expensive legumes.
Chick, please, spare pee the details. You get it? It's a play on beans. Well, Lima gonna get out of here. You coming?
Yeah, hold on. Let me just put these legumes away.
Wait, are you covering up those beans with tiny blankets, Guy Raz?
Well, of course. I don't want them to get cold, do I? Sleep tight, sweet beans. I mean dreams.
What in the...
All right, Mindy, let's go.
Okay. Next up, mind numbing television.
Is there any other kind?
Well, if there is, I don't want to know about it. Walk, 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 and kick! Oh, yeah! All right, now where did I leave that theater?
You don't remember where you left your giant home movie theater?
I mean, I remember where I left it last week, but then I did some shuffling around on Thursday, and, let me just... Oh, there it is. All right, Guy Raz, do you have your ticket?
A ticket?
Nah, just joking. Popcorn?
Have you got any kale chips?
Kale chips. Let me see here. No.
I'm fine, thanks.
Suit yourself. Now, where should we sit? This place is always so empty.
Well, that's because it's in your house, Mindy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, the commercials are starting up. Come on, sit down.
Commercials? I thought we were just watching TV.
We are. Now, you sit down, stay here. I'm going to go get an unhealthy amount of popcorn. Be right back.
What?
Are you stressed out by visitors to your home? For example, I don't know, an etiquette professor?
I am.
And have you tried all the herbal teas, stress balls, and meditation apps you can handle?
I have.
Well, maybe it's time you visit us at the Flow Retreat.
Maybe it is.
Of course it is. Here at Flow, we approach stress relief scientifically, using the latest in relaxification to help you unwind.
That sounds perfect. Hey, Mindy!
Hey, Guy Razzy!
I think I found out exactly what I need to unwind.
I thought we were watching Tater Bay.
I think I found something even better. Check it out.
For the prevention of tension and to finally be heebie-jeebie-freebie, join us at Flow Retreat today.
Oh, yeah! Oh, why didn't I think of that? I've got free coupons for this place.
Really?
Yeah, Reggie won them in a video game competition.
What?
During his esports phase.
Is there anything that bird can't do?
Well, build a nest.
It's kind of weird that they'd be giving away tickets to a relaxation spa at a video game competition, isn't it?
Hey, gamers need to relax too, Guy Raz. Have you seen Reggie play Fort Nightingale? Talk about an angry bird.
That is true, Mindy.
Okay, let me just finish this popcorn and then we can head out.
Mindy, you can just leave it here. You don't have to...
Good to go.
So, how are we getting there, Mindy? I mean, the WoW machine, are we going to take Reggie power walking?
Well, the WoW machine is in the wash, Reggie is visiting his parents, and power walking is for Wednesdays.
Huh?
Which means...
Oh, no.
Behold, the all-new and improved Motor Pickle!
Mindy, I thought you turned the Motor Pickle into relish last week.
I did. And it was delicious, but I grew another one. Here, check it out. This bad boy has a 500cc engine, that means cucumber calories, and multicolored streamers on the handles.
I can see that.
So what are you waiting for? Come on! I even built you a sidecar.
Okay. Ugh, Mindy, it's all wet in here.
Oh, yeah, that's mustard.
Ugh.
Helmet. Here we go. Oh, this should be it.
Are you sure, Mindy? We're in the middle of a forest.
Yeah, it says right here on the coupon, located in a tranquil forest down the dirt path, past the rock that holds no moss.
They couldn't have given a street address?
Oh, look! There's the rock with no moss. Oh, and there's the dirt path. Oh, Guy Raz, this is definitely the right place.
Well, all right. Let's do it.
All right, let me just lock up the Motor Pickle here. And let's go. Walk, 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 walk.
You know what, Mindy? Getting out to nature was such a great idea. I feel more relaxed already.
I know what you mean. There's something about the birds, the running river, the 8-bit music.
The what?
The video game music.
I hear it too, Mindy, but where is it coming from?
Ooh, look over there. The Flow Retreat. Huh. Guess this is it.
this is it? It looks more like an arcade than it does a meditation retreat.
Come on, let's check it out. Race ya.
Mindy, I'm not gonna...
Ha-ha, snooze you lose, Mindy.
What in the garage? That's not fair. Wait for me.
Ha-ha, winner, winner. Ethically sourced eggs for dinner.
Run. Looks like somebody's been eating their Compedios.
Okay, wait right here, Mindy. I'm going to go find out if we're actually in the right place.
Hi there. Welcome to the Flow Retreat. Tokens and lockers are to the right.
Hi, yeah, are we at the right place? I thought this was a relaxation retreat.
It is, sir. A relaxation retreat using the latest in scientific studies to...
Yeah, I've seen the ad, but this place looks just like an arcade.
Well, that's exactly where the scientific study comes in.
Scientific study? What do you mean?
It's all explained, sir, right here in our introductory pamphlet.
Pamphlets? I love pamphlets.
So what's the scoop on this place, Guy Raz? Just got laser tagged 3 times.
Well, it looks like this is actually the place, Mindy. They said it's all explained right here in this pamphlet.
You love pamphlets.
I know. Okay, let's see here. A guide to relaxation based on the scientific work of Kate Sweeney, a psychologist at the University of California, Riverside.
A psychologist? You mean a scientist that studies the ways that people think, right?
Exactly, Mindy. So it says here that they use video games to induce a state of mental flow, which in turn helps to reduce levels of anxiety.
Oh, yeah. I know a thing or two about mental flow.
Really?
Yeah. Mental flow is like the mental state of mind that a person gets into when they're fully immersed in whatever they're doing.
Huh.
I mean, it's basically just a fancy scientific way of saying being in the zone.
Ah, I get it, Mindy. Kind of like when you're inventing something.
Yeah, or when you're alphabetizing your fancy bean collection. You get into this mental flow and hours can pass by and you don't even notice.
And so this researcher from the University of California found out that you can enter this state of flow by playing video games?
I guess. I mean, it sounds like it. What else does it say in that pamphlet?
Well, not much. It just goes on to talk about cleaning your chakra with air hockey and aligning your chi with table tennis.
Well, I don't know. You want to walk around a little bit, maybe play some games, see if it helps you relax?
Well, I couldn't hurt, Mindy.
All right. What do you want to play first? It looks like there's Time Aversion 2 down there. And I see a line for Smack-A-Mole, always promising. Ooh, and there's a claw machine. Oh, can we?
Well, usually I'd say no.
Ugh.
But in the spirit of self-care and relaxification, let's do it, Mindy.
Yes. Run. Okay, Guy Raz, stand back and prepare to be amazed, because this buttery little claw is about to pick up the cutest little scientific study. What?
Mindy, look. All the prizes in this claw machine game are scientific studies.
Why?
Wait a minute.
What?
Exploring the benefits of flow during uncertain waiting periods. Mindy, I think that might be...
Oh, that's Kate Sweeney's study from the University of California. Jackpot.
You gotta get that one, Mindy. We need that study.
Oh, I'm gonna get it, little buddy. Put a couple of tokens in this bad boy and watch Mama go to work.
Let's do this.
Okay, concentrating a little to the left. Just a nudge forward. Move it back a smidge.
Come on, Mindy, you can do it.
Okay, claw's opening. It's latching on.
Look, Mindy, it's got it. Come on.
We got it. Yes. Scientific study.
Oh, Mindy, I never doubted you for a second. All right, let me just get it out of the machine here.
See what it says, Guy Raz. How did they find out that playing video games could put you in a state of flow?
Okay, so the researchers gathered 309 college students and told them that their peers would be rating how good-looking they are?
Man, that doesn't sound very nice.
I know, but apparently it's a really effective way to get people stressed out.
Oh, I get it. So they didn't really do this. They just said they were going to do this to get the participants in the study all stressed out. I got it.
And then after that, the researchers split the 309 college students into three different groups, and each group played Tetris, but at different difficulty levels.
Oh, I've played Tetris before. It's that game where you have all of the falling blocks in different shapes and you gotta make straight lines to get points.
Yeah, that's right. I was actually the high score leader back in high school.
Really?
Yep. They used to call me High Roz because of all my high scores.
Ooh, you must have been a pretty popular guy. Roz.
Anyway, they split the group up into three difficulties. One of the groups played a super easy-peasy version of the game, which, as you can guess, was super boring. And then the next group played an extremely challenging, super-duper fast version of the game, which was just super-duper frustrating. And then the last group played a classic version of the game, where it adapts to the skill level of whoever is playing. And, as the researchers found out, it got them into that state of flow.
Aha! So, one was too slow, one was too fast, and one was just right.
That's it, Mindy.
Well, you know what they should have called the study, right?
What's that, Mindy?
Goldilocks and the Falling Squares.
Ha ha! Nice one.
So, what did these researchers find out?
Well, it says here that while all the participants experienced some degree of worry, the third group...
The one that had the skill level that was just right.
Yeah, well, they reported higher levels of positive emotions and slightly lower levels of negative emotions.
Suggesting that the video game that brought on a greater sense of flow actually lowered their levels of stress.
Correctamundo, Mindy.
Ah, that's so wow.
But that's not all, Mindy. The study goes on to say that this doesn't just work for video games.
What?
This doesn't just work for video games.
Say that into my good ear.
What? This doesn't just work for video games.
Yeah, okay, I got it. So you're saying that as long as it brings us to that state of flow, that we can do other things to help us chillax too?
Any activity that brings on a state of flow has the potential to lower anxiety and help relieve stress.
So that means that my inventing and building stuff and your alphabetizing your fancy beans could also be used to put your mind into a state of flow and help you to be less stressed out, too?
That's exactly right, Mindy. You don't have to use screens at all.
But since we are here in an arcade and we are looking to help you chillax, did you want to hit up that Tetris machine in the corner over there, or yes?
I don't know. How much time do we have before Professor Montague arrives?
Who?
Professor Montague, the professor who taught me my, P's and Q's.
Ooh, right, that Professor Montague, the one that's coming over for dinner.
Don't remind me.
Come on, Guy Raz, you got plenty of time.
Well...
Come on, I can hear the Smack-a-moles calling your name.
Okay, Mindy, you've convinced me. I think it might be time for the return of High Roz.
Woohoo! Yes!
Okay. Step aside, Mindy, because here we...
Come on, little buddy. You can do it. Come on. Go. Right that one. Yeah, right there.
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Parents, ever wish you had a coach or a fairy godmother for when your kids hit you with those really tough questions?
Well, NPR's Life Kit has tons of episodes to help you through the hardest parenting moments.
Listen and subscribe to Life Kit.
That's it. Back to the show.
What in the world?
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Emma. I live in Boquete, Panama. My wow is that here in Panama, I've seen wasps called tarantula hawks, dragging tarantulas. They are their prey. They paralyze them, drag them back to their nest, and lay an egg inside. Then the baby wasp eats the tarantula from the inside out. Gross. Adios.
Hi, my name is Irina, and I'm from Fukuoka, Japan. And my wow in the world is that there's a type of shrimp that's called mantis shrimp. And they have an amazing ability to punch their prey or enemy. And sometimes they punch so fast and so hard that the water boils around it. And you call that cavitation. Bye. Love you, Reggie.
Hi, Minnie and Guy Raz. My name is Alexa. I am from Bridgeville, Pennsylvania. And my wow in the world is that on phones and tablets, there are little squares called pixels that make up the pictures. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Lorelai, and I live in the USA's oldest city, St. Augustine, Florida. My wow in the world is that there was once a chicken that lived 18 months with no head. Love your show. Bye.
Hi, my name is Liam. I live in Brooklyn, New York. My wow in the world is that the Mako shark is the fastest shark. It can swim up to 46 miles an hour. P.S. Say hi to Reggie for me. Loving the show. Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Sam, and I live in Decatur, Georgia. And my wow is jars of honey were found in the tomb of the ancient Egyptian pharaoh Tutankhamun. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz, and hi, Reggie. My name is Nathan. I live in New York City, New York. My wow in the world is that the dot over the letter I is called a tittle.
Hi, I'm Rena.
I'm Lucas.
And our wow in the world is Neptune has rings. Bye.
Bye.
Amazon? Hang up.
End of messages.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this week on Wow in the World.
And to keep the wow rolling, check out this week's scientific conversation starters at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And grown-ups, there you can find more info on how your kids can become members of the World Organization of Wowzers, shop our Wow shop, upload photos and videos to us, and check dates for our upcoming live events. That's wowintheworld.com.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson,
who provides the bells, whistles, and silly characters. Say hello, Jed.
Hello.
Our show is written by me, Guy Raz, and Thomas Van Kalken, who also provides silly characters. Tom?
Hello there.
Thanks also to Jessica Bodie, Casey Kofer, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Alex Curley. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. For more info on their two-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WOW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of the show.
Also, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to WOW in the World on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, leave us a few stars, a review, or just tell a friend about the show.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing. Jinx!
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
As parents, one of the toughest questions we get is, why?
Sometimes we don't have the answers to all of these whys.
But you don't always have to have all the answers. NPR's Life Kit is here to help you get through the toughest parenting moments.
Listen and subscribe to Life Kit.